talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday, Friday, September the 2nd, 2022, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio today by Linda Sims, host of Voice of a People, which you can be heard on this station every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:15 until 12 noon. You don't want to miss that. Again, streaming live on the net, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Well, Linda, here we are, the last official weekend of summer, as they call it.
Yes.
Now, is that good or bad?
Both. It's kind of in between, because that reminds you. Now, this is the end of summer, like you said. Lincoln Pool closes Labor Day. That's their last day. And now we're looking at leaves falling on the ground already browned. So we're getting ready to get our fall hue of colors.
Fall's nice.
Yes, always beautiful. The burnt oranges and the burgundy reds and the, you know, deep gold yellow. It's just beautiful time of year. But we have those days in Ohio. It's not just one set, you know, season. So hopefully people are getting ready.
Now, I was asking this earlier. Do you think people... Now, we know what Memorial Day is. People go to the cemeteries. They recognize people who are no longer with us. We recognize veterans. 4th of July, obviously, the birthday of our country. We shoot off the fireworks. We celebrate. But do you think people really understand what Labor Day is all about?
No, I don't. It's about workers, right?
Unions? Unions. Right. And I think that has gotten lost over the years. It was a day to celebrate the unions, right. the labor movement, which got us the 8-hour work day and the 40-hour work week. Right. People forget that because unions have gotten such a bad name in the last 100 years, but we would not have the 8-hour work day or the 40-hour work week had it not been for unions.
Hmm. That's a great thing.
Why do you think unions got a bad name?
There was a dues associated with that, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had to pay a due.
And it gave the workers a voice against their employers. And I think eventually that kind of didn't want the workers to have so much say-so.
Well, wasn't the union the reason that Tecumseh left here?
I think so. And Whirlpool does not have one?
No. Whirlpool, I don't think, would allow one. Mm-hmm. Now, the power shovel, I was never sure about.
I thought that they did. I worked there as a secretary back in the 70s. I can't remember if they did or not.
Now, what was it like to be at the power shovel in the 70s?
Very white.
Oh, well, no diversity.
In the office, no. No, but in the plant, yes, you know, in the mail room, yes, but in the office, no.
Was it a happening place?
Oh, yeah, it really was. It was on the move back in those days, and those shovels and drag lines and drills. I used to work on the erection department on the third floor, and I would send my guys out, you know, to build these things wherever they were going to. Yeah, that was fun.
Now, could you make a lot of money there?
Secretary? No. But any other field, probably yes.
Why do you think that is still so revered in Marion? People just hold that shovel very high.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing I do know, they built that drag line that drug the NASA spaceship.
That may be it.
Yes, and yeah. I think it is. And it's a part of our history.
That's for sure. Our phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to call in regard to anything. 740-383-9944, as we get ready for this big Labor Day weekend. Well, the Bratwurst Festival thing kept on going, and the Columbus Dispatch did a story this week, called it Bratgate. You know, that's all we need.
We've emerged, right?
Bratgate. Now, again, and apparently the story is correct, that the girl went to a party that she was told not to go to, and that's what has caused all this trouble. And apparently she was also photographed with a cell phone.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that horrible.
I thought you were going to say a drink, but...
No, cell phone. So heaven forbid if it was a drink.
Right.
My goodness. We'd never be over that.
No.
You know, I don't know. Do you think that this girl's getting a bad reputation?
Well, what kind of party was it? That they didn't approve of?
Well, it was my understanding, it was some kind of gathering of royalty of other groups, but they already had sent somebody in representation of the Bratwurst Festival,
oh.
So they did not want her there, but she says she was invited and she didn't go in representation of the Bratwurst Festival.
Did she wear her ribbon and all that?
You know, I don't know if that's come out in the wash yet.
Okay. Because if she wore her attire, then yet she did, you know.
But, I mean, does it really matter?
It must to those people who are saying she defied him.
Well, is that what this is really all of? Is it really what she did, or is it because she defied them?
Could be because she defied him.
Now, see, that gets into power trip, though.
Yes.
But look at what this power trip has cost everybody. Lawyer fees, articles in the paper, a news story that's been going on for 3 weeks now, damage to the Bratwurst Festival. Why would you want to do that? For control?
I don't know.
And like I said before, she was only going to be queen for 3 more weeks.
Not even worth it, is it?
No, why pick that fight? People are very controlling, and if it's either my way or the highway, and that's not life.
Well, no, it's not. But some people think so.
Well, I don't know. I think that attitude, when you say do this and you don't consult anybody else, boy, you can really end up in some trouble.
And that's true. But she was also aware of the stipulations and the rules. That was part of her reigning 1 year as Bratwurst Queen. So if she defied all that just to appear at this party because she was invited then, I can still kind of understand where they're coming from.
Well, in the end, how do you think this is all going to shake out?
Because
both sides have lawyered up. It's going to be a legal throwdown.
Well, they may have a bigger hand up on it.
Well, see, I think her case is obviously going to be for dragging her name through the mud.
Yeah, because it is kind of trivial.
And that's, I think, what a judge would say, even if these are the rules.
Right.
Why did you make such a big deal of this?
And she only had, like, 3 weeks to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And this is a young girl.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
What did they think was going to happen when they ran that story, when they removed her?
You know what? People can be so caught up into what they feel is so important to them that they really don't care. Just as long as we can let other people know that she did what she did against our will and our wishes and maybe even breaking the contract in a way, you know. Let us let the world know that this happened to us over here in Bucyrus. You know, so it's like Cardington on the map for entertainment all summer. You know, I'm like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
So you never know about these little towns, you know. They want a name, you know. So why not?
Well, you know, and I was thinking more about the Demetrius Ross story because after we did that interview last week, I looked at some of the comments on Facebook and people were calling him a liar and a con man and all this sort of thing. And, you know, dig deeper and you'll get the rest of the story. Well, I don't know. You know, what's the rest of the story? He said in the beginning he wanted to go to a different place because of his family and so on and so forth. Then we find out through the interview that it was a financial promise that was not kept to him. Well, people aren't happy with that. How do they know he's a con man and all this sort of thing? What makes him a con man?
Right. See, I think that's an assassination of character because you don't know where this young man was. And, you know, from what I understood, he did not want to throw Marion City Schools under the bus or, you know, put shade over on them. But, you know, they're already there. So I guess it really would not have mattered if he had done that. So what if he had done that in the first place? Then what would their comments be?
Well, right. And again, you're not allowed to have a financial dispute.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if there was an agreement. But I understand it was verbal.
Well, was he not under contract? I also didn't quite understand that. Usually when you work for a school, you're under some kind of a contract.
And I think he was, but from what I understood as well, that he took a cut to come here. So that was probably on the contract he came in on.
So why wasn't he under contract with 8 days till the school season starting?
Could have been.
It's odd.
It is odd.
And he's ticked, and we know his mom's ticked. That's why they spoke out.
Right.
So, what do you do?
I don't know. I just felt, I was more saddened by the fact that he left those players like that.
Now, do you think it's okay to leave for money?
I think so. I think there's a reason to leave. I mean, if you have a reason to leave, that's good. But I think there's a way to leave. I think there's a way, my mother always taught me, there's a way to do anything. Yeah, you can do it any kind of way, but how does that look?
You know, my favorite story of somebody leaving. You remember Jack Parr?
Yes.
Host of The Tonight Show?
Yes, I do.
The old live Tonight Show days. And Jack Parr, for people who don't remember, was probably the biggest star on television at the time. He was before Johnny Carson,
right.
Host of The Tonight Show. And back in those days, The Tonight Show was live because it was before tape. And Jack Parr had told a joke on the air one night, and they bleeped it, and he did not like that. He did not, because he said, this is not a dirty joke.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you bleep it?
Right.
It made him look bad.
Right.
So he said, you need to come, let me tell the joke again this next night to show people that it really wasn't bad.
Right.
And they said, well, no, Jack, because if you do that, it'll look like you're running the network. So you can't do that. And he said, well, okay, tune in. And he went out to his desk that night, sat down, and he said, there's got to be a better way to make a living than this, and he got up and walked off the show. And I thought, well, there's a way to leave.
No notice at all.
No, just goodbye, goodbye. And he walked off and left. Now, is that right? I don't know. But I guess that was his way of sticking it to him.
Oh, yeah, he did. I don't know for how long, but yeah.
Well, the end of that story, which is great, is that he left.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everybody went nuts because he was the biggest star, and they tracked him down, and he was gone for like 2 or 3 months or something. And they finally convinced him to come back.
Okay.
And when he came back, it was a big night. So he came out, and he was so, Jack Parr was so brilliant. Because the last thing he'd said was, there's got to be a better way to make a living than this, and he
right.
walked off. So 3 months later, he comes back, and the crowd's screaming and yelling. And the first thing he says is, as I was saying, there's got to be a better way to make a living than this. He said, I've looked, and there's not.
Right.
And he's back.
Okay.
And I thought, what a brilliant way to handle that.
Oh, yes, it was. And you know, he didn't put any shade on anybody. So that was great. That was great.
Whoever thought that return up was
yes.
brilliant. If it was Jack Parr, you know, that's a very smart way to come back.
It would be nice if they could beg him back or bring him back because of the money, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had Boyd Funeral Home on, and what was that, Wednesday, and one of, I think it was Michael. He's a coach over there for Harding High School.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Yeah. He didn't say much about it, but he did say that the difference now is that Coach Ross knew how to communicate with those boys. He knew how to get on their level. He knew how to get them excited and encourage them that they would go out there and tear up that field. So, not, you know, saying that the new coaches is not doing their job or good at their job, but somehow someone has to get to those young boys, you know, because you have to know they're upset, they're hurt. To be, no one likes to be what I call rejected.
Left high and dry.
Yes. No one likes that.
No. So have they won any games?
They got tossed around like paper dolls last week. I went to support, and I think the community still should support and cheer these young boys on, you know. Let them know that we care, and we're still here. We don't like the fact that you was left high and dry, but that doesn't mean game over.
So basically, they really got squished last week. Now, you think this is a byproduct of what happened with the coach?
Well, I think so. Their whole body language changed. They, like, forget it. They was half throwing the balls and just had, you know.
That's too bad.
Especially if you don't have someone out there pushing you on. You know, I was about ready to go out there and coach myself.
Well, somebody had to do something. Did the coach look like he was getting involved?
No.
Oh.
It was more like they were pacifying the boys. Well, maybe next time. Maybe next year. Maybe next game. Get your butt out there.
You got to win these games.
Right.
It's your senior year.
Right.
That's too bad.
Win this doggone game.
Well, you feel bad for the seniors.
You do.
This is their it.
This is it for them.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know. They'll still play. Some of them will still get their, what you call, accolades. Because they did play. They did get some yardage. You know, might not have been the best or the most, but their catches or passes, however they do that, you know, they will still add all that stuff up for them. So it won't be too bad for them. But they got to win. They can't come away like they did last week. They got to win.
So they have not won any games this year.
No, because they lost the first. They had two overtimes. And lost the first game.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker.
Yes, yes. But I don't, they should understand. They have to want it more than the other team. It's there for you to win. Those boys from Ashland look almost like giants. Now, they have a lot of players and they have a lot of African Americans on the team, but they're little.
Can't get it done.
Some of them are really fast now.
Did a lot of people depart the team when he left?
You know, I did not ask that question.
I wonder if that happened.
It could have been a few, but there was a whole lot of boys out there. A lot.
If anybody has any insight into this, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. The whole Harding football situation. 740-383-9944. Well, apparently it continues to be left in shambles.
Yes, unless they're... comes a turn of events for them.
What could that be?
I don't know. They have LJ. They brought in some other coaches and Michael McLean. He was on with them last year. That was his first year. So they're doing some different things, trying to encourage the young boys to fight, to win.
So what did we learn about Boyd Funeral Home this week?
Boyd Funeral Home is really a giant as far as our community is concerned. And they support and sponsor, it sounded like, all of Marion.
Not us.
Not us!
Not us. We're not on the list. We let them on, but we're not on the list.
Yeah. But you never know how that might turn out.
Let's hope positive.
Yes.
Did you feel it was a positive outing with...
I do.
Oh, good.
Very positive, yeah.
I think he called here for you.
Really?
I believe so. What was his name?
There was Marcus and Michael McKellen.
I think Michael called.
Okay.
Yeah. You might want to give him a call.
I will.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there was a message from him here this morning when I got here.
Oh, he called this morning.
Well, it might have been yesterday, because I wasn't in yesterday.
Okay.
But, yeah, probably last night.
And I was here yesterday.
Was the thing blinking?
No.
Yeah, it must have been last night then, because it was blinking when I came in this morning.
Oh, okay. I will call.
Yeah, so maybe that's a positive.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We can only hope.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it? Well, we'll take anything at this point. We'll take anything.
We are still accepting donations and sponsorships.
Sponsorships now, absolutely. Yes. We can say anything.
Yes.
Because we are digital at this point.
Right.
Our new backdrop came in. We've just got to get it hung up. We've got one of the new mic stands installed here.
It's nice.
Yeah, we're coming right along. Yes, camera installed, whole bit.
And we still have our equipment that has to be paid for, so yeah. We can use sponsorship. We still have to pay rent.
Electric, phone. We got to have phone and internet,
yes,
heaven forbid.
Yes.
How can you be digital if you don't have internet and phone?
Do not count WGH Talk out.
No. I did people really... See, here's what I keep wondering. Did people really think we were going to go away?
I think so.
Well, they were mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, if we had to do this out of a garage, we would do it.
Right.
I mean, why not? Why would you stop? There are so many ways now to do broadcasting that were not available when we started this nearly 9 years ago. Why at this? There would be no reason to stop.
No reason at all. No. You're right.
And we're a beacon for this community. So why would we? We're still going to be here on election night. We're still going to be here. I know you love election night. Oh, my goodness. Down at that Board of Elections.
I just wish that they would change their tactics, how they do that, because now they've switched to something different, and you're down there all those hours, and they won't tell you anything.
See, I don't understand that.
And it did not used to be like that.
No, they used to give you updates.
Like every hour, every other hour, you know, all night long, but... Now it's like, well,
this year will be interesting. Now, locally, we don't have a whole lot going on. We pretty much just, I think, have the fire levy, and we have the commissioner race with Dr. Davis and, I think, Mrs. Masters. But we have a gubernatorial race, and our mayor is also running for state treasurer.
That's true.
Although, I don't know how things look for him at this point.
You don't?
No, I just don't know. You know, the state's very Republican. And the treasurer is an incumbent, Robert Sprague, and we're down to 2 months. And I just don't know. I don't know how that's all going to shake out.
Do you hear much voice about the mayor running? Like people?
No, see, that's the problem.
Right.
Do you hear anything?
No.
You got to have some kind of publicity.
Right. Haven't heard anything.
Nothing.
No.
And this, to me... would be a big problem.
Yeah. Yeah. All that quietness is not saying anything.
Should he not win, what do you think that will do to him?
Well, he still has a job, you think? He will still have a job, right?
For another year.
He'll run again here, probably, for mayor again.
Well, but could he win after that sort of...
You think
situation.
People take that personally?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
I think. I don't think people like the idea that, you know, you tried to leave.
He would still be in the state, though.
That's true, but he would be leaving that particular position.
Yeah. He's about the only Democrat we have in office, isn't he?
Yeah, just about. There's only, what do we got? I think whoever that first ward councilman is, the new one. And then Mike Thomas is still on council.
Okay.
But I think other than that, it's getting pretty narrow.
Right.
That's why I say I don't know. And it might also be difficult for him to win again because the town is becoming very Republican.
I know. The whole state.
What do you think brought that in?
I don't know. Oh, Donald Trump,
yeah, well, of course.
Donald Trump.
Well, of course. Now, I heard this morning that even Fox News now is saying that he's going to be indicted. What will happen if a former president gets indicted?
I kind of find it hard to believe. I really do. Or that he would be... I mean, he's been on the edge ever since... he lost the election. And it's like, well, Donald Trump thinks he's this such powerful man that he can do what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. And if they had have had of chastised him earlier, maybe we wouldn't be here today. And if he does get, you know, indicted, that'll be a heads up for other people. So,
yeah.
And then people are saying we're going to have a civil war?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is going to happen when he's indicted with his followers? Because we've got a lot of them here in Ohio.
I'm sure.
So what do you do? I mean, do you think they'll stay calm? Do you think we'll have problems? I don't know.
They stormed a White House, a Capitol building. I mean, that's not saying much. I think that was a foolish move.
What do you think it is about Donald Trump that attracts? I mean, we've always had people you liked in politics and people you would vote for. But what is it about him that brings out that I don't even know what your fanaticism. What is that?
He endorsed it. He endorsed that fanatic people, racist people. What was his name? Was it Georgia Duke or somebody like
David
that?
David Duke.
David Duke. Okay. KKK, all that. He endorsed all that. He didn't care. He even mocked people that were mentally challenged and said, well, what was wrong? That's how he was, you know. But you don't mock people like that. You know?
Now, see, what does your friend, though, Jeff Porter, who loves him.
Loves him.
Loves him. Religious man. Believe about that sort of thing that you're talking about now.
Oh, well, he didn't mean anything by that. But it hurt not only the young man he was mocking, but the parents and other people who have children that are having, you know, mental challenges. And why is that okay?
See, that's what I see. To me, that has nothing to do with politics. That's where I don't understand it. What that whole thing, you know, the
but that was his character,
right? But why doesn't that look okay? Let's say you agree with his politics. Fine. Why can't you see that there are some character flaws there?
Right, big ones. Some big character flaws.
Are people entertained by it? Do they? Is it like enjoyable to watch?
I think people are entertained because he's so, what you call, blunt, you know, and really doesn't care for just these certain people who flock behind him, and he tries to satisfy them, like abortion. And not only that, what's the other one? Oh, same-sex marriage. Oh, and the white evangelicals that really flocked after him. Not saying that they were all white. Yeah, there were some blacks in there, too, but I don't know what they thought Donald Trump was going to do. I guess they thought he was going to kill all the people who did had abortions or kill all the same-sex marriages. We can't do that. These are people.
You know, I'll never forget, because, you know, everybody thought Hillary was going to win back in 2016. And the day after the election, I had on Larry Merchant, who's a longtime newsman, and he'd been on HBO as a boxing analyst for years, and he's always good at turning a phrase. He's a mm-hmm. good writer. Mm-hmm. And I said, because Larry thought Hillary was going to win, and he knew Trump because he worked in boxing, and Trump had been big in boxing, especially for HBO. They boxed a lot of times at the Trump Plaza.
Right.
And I said, Larry, I said, give me one line, as the great writer you are, tell me what happened. How did this man get elected?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, a New York con man conned America.
Yeah.
And that has always stood in my brain ever since I heard that back in 2016.
But they accepted this con man. They wanted this con man. They knew he was a con man. They knew it.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay, but do you think...
But now you have to also realize he came after President Obama.
Right, but I don't think they would refer to him as a con man.
They cover it up. They'll
right.
say it's okay.
But do they believe it? See, if you don't believe he's a con man, then you're conned, I guess.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. But I have heard some Republicans say they hope he does not run again in 2020.
I don't know.
2024?
He might not have a chance if he gets indicted.
I hope not. Just think what would come back. Now, people talk about civil war. Well, there's a big chance that will not happen, even if he gets indicted. But if he comes back, look out.
Well, I know that Liz Cheney's after his behind.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I applaud her for that. I really do. I do. Because she's really taken a stance against him. And she's Republican.
Yeah, and she lost her election.
Yes.
And she voted with him 90% of the time. Yeah. So they agree on issues.
Right, right.
She just doesn't like him.
Of course. It's the way he does things, you know, without even thinking. And what about the papers they're looking for? That they went to, Mar-a-Lago to get?
Yeah. Well, see, I don't understand that whole thing either. Because why would you take those papers? Did you think they wouldn't ever notice they were missing?
I guess he didn't care.
Yeah, but what is the point? What was he going to do with the papers?
I don't know. I don't even know what they were about. I just know it was top secret stuff, supposedly. And I also heard that people thought that his son-in-law turned him in.
Oh, that Kushner?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
It had to be somebody close to him.
Well,
who? Even though he had him.
You know, it's very odd. And I just, whatever day he would be indicted, that's going to be an interesting day in America.
Yes, it will be.
Because I don't know if it's going to be riots or whatever. I hope not.
I hope not. We have nothing to do with it.
No.
This is all politics.
But you know how people are. They get very incensed about things.
What did he tell them? Go kill Mike Pence. Go hang him.
Oh, my.
Go in there and stop everything that's going on. And he had already summoned these people from across the country. And watched it on TV and left.
You know, there's no gray area with him. People either love him or hate him.
True.
No gray.
No gray.
And, I don't know what the, like, you know, certain people around here have hated him. And then there are certain people who I believe love him.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
He's a dangerous man.
Well, what's the future hold for him?
Well, if they can keep him out the White House, I don't know.
Now, do you think he could win if he ran again? I don't know about that.
I think it would be a steep uphill battle. I don't think he has as much support as he did election night past. I just think he's a dangerous man. I really do. To be able to gather all these type of people to follow him. No matter what he does, no matter what he says, no matter who he hurts, you know, and they're still right there with him. Faithful supporters.
Shirts.
Yes.
Flags.
Yes.
I've never seen that with a politician.
Who is
Hats.
He? The Antichrist?
I don't know. You know, all I know is when I started to see those parades during the last election, I started to think, you know, I've never seen anything like that before.
No. It's like they're following a god. Their god. He's become their god, you know. Yeah.
Do people remember who Donald Trump was? Do they? I mean,
they've forgotten.
Ay.
I guess they remembered he was a businessman, right?
You know, maybe that was the biggest problem that we had. For years and years, people kept saying, we need a businessman to run this country. Long before Donald Trump. I mean, I remember Ross Perot, and people always felt that a businessman would run this country better than a politician. Well, aren't most of these politician business people?
They should be. They have money, businesses, homes, you know. They're not lacking anything, that's for sure.
Well, our congressman is all wrapped up with Donald Trump, Jim Jordan.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
He was just in town recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he met with the court system.
All right.
You know, it's interesting, though. We do we love to build people up to knock them down.
Well, not necessarily want to knock them down, but sometimes you can build people up and they get this big head.
Well,
they come falling down, you know.
But you know, I think about things like the football coach at Harding, and I think about the Bratwurst Queen.
Right.
You know, they were built up because of their positions.
True.
Oh, you're the queen. Oh, you're the football coach. You're the winning football coach. We love you.
I get what you're saying.
Oh, you do something we don't like.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, we hate you.
Right.
We hate you with a passion.
Do you know why you're here? You're here because we allowed you to be here.
That's right. Look what you did.
Right.
You left those kids high and dry. You were fired. You went to a party and got a picture with a cell phone.
Right.
Well, you know, they were chosen.
Right.
How come it's not on the people who make the choice?
Should be. It should be on
the... There's a lot of jealousy in this world. I'll tell you that. See, that's one of the problems. We build people up, and then people are jealous.
They're jealous.
Yeah. See,
so right.
What I always say is when somebody comes after you, they've got to be jealous of you, because if you weren't anything, they wouldn't waste their time.
That's true.
You know,
that's a good point.
You know, if you're Bob Smith over here, nobody's going after Bob Smith, because Bob Smith is leading a private life, and not, so you've got to be jealous of that person. So no matter what your motives are, even if you believe they're true,
right,
they're marred because you're doing it with a motive of jealousy.
Wow. That's a good point. People are jealous. Either they don't like you or they're just jealous of you, of who you are.
Right, but can you imagine trying to take somebody down because you were jealous? How does that promote you?
It does not promote you.
And how does that hurt them? I don't know. I've always thought that criticism is just when you get to a certain point, criticism is just something you're going to have to take.
True. That's true.
Heavens knows we've made the papers a few times.
Oh, yes, we have.
But that's because we're popular.
Yes.
If we were not popular, we would not be in the papers.
That's true. That's true. And we did not go down without a fight, did we?
No, no. And I don't think we went down.
No, we didn't.
We didn't go down. And, no. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. We're still on the air.
In the end, it was our choice.
Yes.
Not to employ a lawyer for thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands is what they told us. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it is. Crazy.
But what, you know, I don't know. I just think there is some solace in the idea, isn't it better to have done something than to do nothing at all?
Of course.
Because that's what the people who are complaining, they've done nothing.
Right.
Easiest thing in the world is to sit and complain.
All right. And look at everybody else.
Yeah.
And
be
and
a
look
critic.
At, you know, the little, like the Bible says, you see a speck in your brother's eye, but don't be trying to get the speck out of his eye. Get that plank out of your eye. Like.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
Well, I mean, can they take away from the football coach that he had a winning season? No.
No, they can't change that.
No.
That should have been the motivator right there. Why would you let that slide by like it meant nothing?
And can you take away from the Bratwurst Queen that she was the queen for almost
no.
a year?
No.
No. So what have you accomplished? Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero. Nothing.
You can't go back in time. And I think that... And jealousy... See, I don't have a jealousy thing. I don't know why. Now, I admire other people for their talents.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not jealous of them. I don't want to take them down.
No. No, 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 no. But you know, also the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave.
I don't want either one of those things. I don't want the grave.
You don't want jealous people behind you and trying to hurt you and bring you down. Because they don't care how they bring you down, as long as they can stop you.
Aren't you the only one who can bring yourself down, though, really?
I think so.
Yeah, didn't Richard Nixon say that when he was resigning from office? He said that, I forget what the quote was, but it was something like, you know, people can hate you, that's okay. But if you hate the other people, that's when they win.
And I think he has a point there.
Yeah. So I think really you're the only one who can be dissatisfied with something.
And unhappy, yes.
Right. And why spend life being unhappy? It's a very short life.
It's very short. No matter how long we live, we talked about that yesterday on the air.
Yeah, it's short.
Compared to eternity is nothing.
No, and you know, you get your feet on that line, and you think, I don't think, you know, I've talked about this with people. I don't think people ever think they're going to die. Now,
yeah.
They can say it.
Right.
And, you know, logically, they can say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to die one day.
But do they actually believe it?
No. I don't think anybody does.
Don't want to.
Well, can you imagine not being here? I mean, to me, that would the thought of that is what is odd.
That's true. It's not for us to even have that type of thought. What would it be like if we're not here? Because there's no more thoughts once we leave here.
Right. I think the nice comforting thing about death probably is till the moment you die, you don't believe that you're dying.
True. That's so true.
Which maybe is good. Maybe that's a coping mechanism we all have in our brain.
I think so. I think God wants us to enjoy our life. We don't know how long it's going to be, but enjoy what you have each and every single day. You know, because it is a blessing, and it's a privilege to be alive. People leave here all day long, every day. Leave this world.
We had a lot of obituaries this week.
Yeah, that's true.
Sad.
It is sad.
But is, okay, now here's the question. Is death sad? Should it be?
Well, this is another quote the Bible says. We should cry when babies are born into the world and rejoice when people leave. Because they don't have this struggle anymore. You know, life, trials and tribulations and ups and downs and lies and deceit, all the sin that goes on in the world. So I can see that point too. But once you're alive and you're on the earth, well, you're feeling good about being alive and trying to.
Well, see, I think it's about the ceremonial part of death that I think people don't like. You know, funeral homes are not pleasant places. If you get a showing going, that's the last time you're going to see that person. They don't look the same.
Oh, no.
You know, you have that moment, you know, when the funeral's over and people are crying and the room is very low. And then you got that drive out to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I don't want any of that. That to me is all just very depressing.
Yeah, can be. It really can be.
I think you should just go, and that's that.
Right. Right. But also what matters, you know, are they with Christ? Did they make a choice to live on eternity in peace?
Now, do you think you have to be baptized to go to heaven?
I think it's part of it, but I do believe that you have to make a choice. Whether you're going to go with Christ or believe in Christ and what he did on the cross for our sins, you know, and that he was dead and buried and rose again.
Now, do you think there's a literal hell?
Yes.
That people could end up there?
Yes.
Do you know people who you think went there?
I can't say. I don't know. I don't think it's in us to know. But if you leave this world and have not made that choice, I do understand that you can end up there. Because once these truths have been presented to you, then you have a option to choose whether you're going to live and be with Christ when you leave this world, or you're going to be standing at the gates of hell. Which people say, well, I'm not going to hell. There's no literal hell. Well, what if you're wrong?
Yeah, that's a big chance I would not want to take.
What if you're wrong?
Why take that chance? That chance does not need to be taken.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Because once you're there, you can't get out.
No, you're stuck. You're stuck. Coming up this week on Voice of a People, what's coming up this week? We got Brad DeCamp?
We have Brad DeCamp still in the works for Wednesday, but Brad is good.
Have any big plans for the Labor Day birthday tomorrow?
Oh, no. Well, my children are coming down Sunday
to celebrate
my birthday. I wanted this big white party. Everybody wear white headed to all my friends, family, but that didn't happen.
Darn.
Yeah, I know.
You have to get it next year.
Possibly.
Plan it early.
I might have to do it myself.
Yeah, you have to plan it yourself.
I'm thinking we couldn't get this accomplished.
That's the way society is now. We got to plan it ourselves. My goodness gracious.
So, do
want to let the audience know we won't be on the air on Monday.
Right,
that is Labor Day. But we will be back next Tuesday with more WGH Talk. So have a great and wonderful weekend. And tune in tonight, 8 to 10. Angie and I will be on. For Linda Sims, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper. If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
And got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.